Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We're back. Unfortunately, we're going to roll over just a little bit, and we have a wonderful guest next hour, but we're going to roll over real quick. Greg, you had three things to say, or go ahead.
I do. And basically, I mean, we talk about conflict resolution, and again, I just belong to a men's group here in town, and we have a four-step process I'll briefly outline that I think will hold up, and maybe Doug can comment on it, that will cut through most of the crap involved in any kind of a resolution. And we'll use an example. Luis, pretend you and I are married, okay? And I see you out holding hands with Tom, right? So it's a four-step process. I'll be very... I'm going to talk about my observations. I'm going to say, number one, you know what? Louise, I saw you holding hands with Tom. Number two, I'm going to give my thoughts on it. You know, Louise, I think you're two-timing on me. I don't like that at all. Number three, which is important, I'm going to give my feelings. I'm going to say, you know what? That makes me so angry, I don't know what I'm going to do. And finally, the fourth process is I'm going to say, Louise, what I need from you is da-da-da-da-da. Then I'm going to give you the exact amount of time I'm going to listen to you while you come back and you relay to me what your observations were, your thoughts on it, how your feelings are, and then what you need from me. And I tell you, that will cut through the BS 99% of the time.
Okay, go ahead, Doug.
All I will say is that Matthew Lieberman's work shows that those are not as effective as affect labeling. What you really need, if you really want to be effective at listening to somebody, you really need to listen to their emotional experience and reflect that back. I did exactly that kind of process for some time with varied degrees of success until I stumbled onto Lieberman's work and then completely changed the way that I listen to people, because I realized that, based on his work, that the emotional centers of the brain drive conflict. And you have to help people with their emotions before you can do anything else. Once you've got people calmed down, once you've got them, you've deeply listened to their emotional experience and reflected that back, created that deep empathic connection, then you can go into more assertive statements, requests, and essentially a negotiation for solving the problem. But if people are highly escalated, they can't even listen to you until you're able to help them de-escalate themselves.
Okay, well, I think we're on the same line. We're going to have you on again, Doug, and you, Craig, so you guys can help mediate between each other. And, Craig, if you and I are married and you've caught me holding hands of all people, Tom, then my only answer would be get glasses. Anyhow, Doug, thank you so much for being on the show. I want to get you back on because, like I said, I believe that in this time of Christmas season, maybe if we talk a little bit more about mediation, and give everybody your book again.
Elusive Peace, How Modern Diplomatic Strategies Can Better Resolve World Conflicts. That's a big title, but it's really simple. ElusivePeace.com. Go there, learn about the book, learn how to be a peacemaker.
All right, and I love his site. You guys have to go. Thank you. Thank you so much, Doug. And we'll have to go ahead and get our next guest, but we got to hook you on when you have a little more time.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you. Anyway, we have another guest on. We'll have her on right after this break.
Thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV. Been looking all around me. And what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor. And he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
You're back. And the reason for why I hate the X-Files music. Okay, I love all the other stuff. The X-Files music I don't get. Anyway, we have a blessed guest today for our second hour, and her name is Sue Storm, and she is our superhero for today. And she's the angel lady, but she also does things with smart meters. She doesn't like it. But at the same time, we're going to start off with, she had a comment for the last, from what's going on in the last segment. So go ahead.
Okay, so my comment for the last segment is, as the angel lady, I also do consultations and sessions, and I work a lot with relationships. If there is any one topic on all the radio shows, I've done like 2,500 radio shows, if there's any one topic that people ask me about most, it's relationships, so I really worked with the angels on that. And what I was thinking is I came up with an idea with a mother and a son that would constantly fight with each other, and I said to each of them individually, you need to go to your own corners. And then the son, who's very bright, came up with this idea, well, how about if we get a bell, and like Frazier and Ali, we go to our corners. And I said, that's a great idea. So now every time they bought a bell, and every time one or the other has a problem, they just and they get into it, they think about it, they go and they ring the bell, they take a space, they go into their room, or they break away, they have that peace, they give some time to think, and then they come back and talk. And I think that's a real good visual And I think that could work with anybody.
I would agree with that. Now we have a caller who had one on the last one, Mike in Maryland. Go ahead. Ah! We lost Mike? Okay. All right. So, again, we're not going to be doing that. Reason why we have both you, Sue, and Doug, and a few others coming up is the point is we're going into the Christmas season, whether you're, you know, Christian or Jew or if you're Muslim, whatever it is, whatever your holiest time is, we should be, instead of fighting, finding some way to mutually benefit each other, being responsible and respectful for each other. And sometimes, I will have to admit, I sometimes can get out of control. So, I'm a Leo. I apologize for that. Are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you were waiting for a comment. I was just thinking to myself, my mother was a Leo. Now, how did I deal with that? That was what I was thinking. So now I got another one?
Yeah, we're predominantly dominant. Okay. Anyway, real quick, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and let's go on and get into it.
Okay, sure. Well, my name is the Angel Lady. I got that name from, believe it or not, The Daily Show on Comedy Central. As they were going to put a piece on about me, they started calling me the Angel Lady. But let's go back a bit. I had a near-death experience as a child, and I saw angels flying over my head. And I was suffocating, and somehow, these are little miracles that you don't quite understand, but an angel went downstairs and told my mother what was happening, or at least alarmed her enough so that she came up and was able to save me. And from that time on, although I was too young to understand exactly what they were, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling angels. And at the age of about 4 years old, I had an adult male voice that would give me guidance and talk to me and comfort me. And as a child, I called it my little man. Many years later, I found out that my little man was Archangel Michael, and that I had this incredible gift based on my near-death experience where I was able to communicate with the angels. So the next thing that happened is I was married at the time and my working a bowling supply distributorship and, you know, just an average normal job. And this booming voice said to me, "Sue, you have to help people." And as soon as I heard that voice, I knew, I mean, it comes from somewhere that you just can't even describe it, that bowling was not going to be my life after that, that I was going to be helping people in some way. You know, I didn't get a voice as to how I'm supposed to help people. But since by that time I knew that I was working with Archangel Michael, I just put a flyer out and said, okay, I'm going to start doing prosperity because that's what I'm so good at. I'm really good at helping people be prosperous, to find their passion, find their purpose, find their career, move forward in business, get the promotion, win their lawsuit, I mean, whatever it is. I'm just really, that seems to be where the angels are directing me and what I do well.
Now, you also have a passion, by the way, am I right, about getting rid of what again? Everybody's waiting for this one.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Getting rid of...
You had it, yeah. You were just talking about meters?
Oh, yes. So part of my helping people is that way back in 1985, I think it was, I heard a lecture on electromagnetic fields, EMR, EMF, given by a doctor who was a specialist in it, and it just really hit me that this had something to do with my life, that if EMR and EMF If radio frequency, microwave radiation was detrimental to health, that I had to see or help, educate people on that. So I started a organization called Healthy Home Alliance. And if people had questions about this or that, and that's way before cell phones really were popular, that I would give them information on it. And mostly it was high tension wires back then, because we weren't in the wireless age at that time. And
now we have HARP.
Say it again.
Now we have HARP.
Yes, 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 absolutely. I got started on that one yet. I know about it. I got to take one day at a time here. But the next thing that happened is they started putting Wi-Fi in schools. And, oh, my gosh, I am so into children shouldn't have their concentration be distracted by that. And I was reading about children having headaches and grades going down, and I just got really concerned. So then I started working on the Wi-Fi. And now, oh, my God, they're doing smart meters. I can't believe they keep coming up with something that's even worse. I mean, I keep thinking, okay, well, maybe we can educate on this one, and now we've got another one. And this is actually where they're taking the analog meter off your house, and they are putting a what they call a smart meter that has radiation, that emits radiation, onto the side of your house. And if you listen to Dr. Hirsch, who's a nuclear scientist, he says it's 100 times the radiation of a cell phone. It is going to be on your house. It is going off 24/7. It may not go off every single second, but throughout the night when you're sleeping, when you're trying to, get your melatonin working and get your body back to normal because of the stress of the day, I'm appalled. I just... I just can't believe they can come up with something as crazy as that. When I give speeches to people about the subject, I put my hands on my head and I say, I can't believe I'm here talking about this. It's such a crazy concept. And their reason for doing it is so that they can use time-of-use pricing so that they can get you to do your dishes at night. They can get you to save electricity, to be more conscious. But you know what? You can be more conscious if you want to. I was listening to a lady the other day say, instead of spending $11 million putting meters on the sides of our homes and switching out the ones that are already working anyway, why not spend $11 million on educating people on how to turn off their lights? And
how about giving a discount if you're under a certain amount?
Yeah.
How about that one? If you stay under a certain amount of usage, you get a certain percent discount from the person who's going to be going over that. And they can be judged according to how many people are in the home.
It's fine with me. My point is, and then there's a big brother aspect of it, because they are taking information so often. And in our case, believe it or not, there is in the contract there's a little phrase in there, do not tell the public, but the metrics have to be sent to this, I don't know what you call it, organization in Washington, so that they can read out exactly what you're doing. Are you kidding? You want
nope.
People?
Believe me, I've been fighting Real ID for a long time.
Oh my God.
People don't realize it's not just in your wallet or your passport. It's in your car. It's in your mail. It's in your home.
It's in your driver's license too.
It's your banking information.
Yeah.
All this stuff is interconnected. And by the way, that same meter she's talking about can be picked up with the same technology that they have on Real ID and with the exact same information. Here's what's really great. Let's make it so anybody else can get it also. So if it wasn't an offense, the fact that it causes an immense amount of radiation in your brain, we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, Georgia, Texas, we see you. We'll have you on. We're talking to the angel lady, Sue Storm, and she's bringing us a storm on the meters.
The things of today. gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today?
Ah, Tom's on the radio again. You know, it's amazing how you sing, Tom. Hello, Tom?
Hello?
He doesn't answer me anymore. It always was nice to hear you singing on the radio.
By the way, Louise, I think today is December 11th of 2011, and Stu, you need to give out your website. I don't believe I heard it.
Oh, okay. So it's, well, I have two. My website for my Angel First Aid books is Angel First Aid. Okay, let's go back again. TheAngelLady.net, www.TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. And then my smart meter IQ is www.smartmeteriq.com.
Excellent.
And it sounds like it's a real variety of, I mean, how I what is the Angel Lady doing with smart meters? But it's not about that. It's about how do we save children. I mean, God came to me and said, Sue, you have to help people. This is one way that I feel that if, and then I put my hand on my heart and I say, if one child suffers because of the radiation, and they already are. I mean, once they started putting the system in the city I'm in, children were throwing up. They couldn't go to school. They were getting more irritated. They were getting more sad. They were acting up in the house. Their grades were dropping. And that That's my cause. It's not so much big business and big bucks. My cause is saving these little kids and their brains.
Another thing, too, speaking of that same line, most people don't realize that a CT scan gives you almost as much radiation as if you were in fallout from a nuclear disaster.
I do.
Okay, most people don't realize that. In fact, and you, if you have a CT scan, you are guaranteed you will have cancer. The top neurologist, the top radiologist, and all that in the country have been trying to get that a point across, and nobody is listening. CT scans have nothing you should be using. Now, try sticking a CT scanner on your house, because that's what you're talking about doing.
Yeah.
Okay, we have George in Texas on, wanted to ask a question. Go ahead, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Georgie.
Yeah, you know, talking about radiation, now I remember a couple years ago someone gave me these fluorescent light bulbs from GE.
Oh, yeah.
And I put them in. And now I'll tell you one thing. It's more, I got headaches, my kids were fidgety. Now I got LED bulbs, which are much more safer now.
I'm not sure what that is.
LED.
LED.
Light, oh, LED. Okay.
Emitted diet. It stands for light emitted diet.
Okay. Okay.
But it's based on electronic components. It's a diet. It just produces a light, really bright light. That's what they use in the modern, bulb. Instead of condensant or fluorescent, it's a new generation. All electronics modern, they use LEDs, either indication of on-off power or any kind of indication. They all have that.
In two ways, what you're trying to do is educate the masses, because we're exposed to electronic smog constantly, whether it's Wi-Fi devices, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's toys. Almost all new toys are becoming wireless. And children, like you're saying, these developing brains are very much absorbent to that type of radiation, and that's this kind of thing is being banned in some countries around the world. But in the United States, it's like gobble up as much as you can get, kids. You know, it's just frying their brains, isn't it?
In Russia, they don't allow a child to have a cell phone until they're 18. They know.
Exactly right.
They're ahead of us. But I freak out when I see these little kids with iPads. And I was at the post office, and there was a little boy playing one of these wireless games, and he had it down near his, genitals, actually, and he was just sitting there with his legs crossed and playing this game. I thought, oh, my God, you want to have children someday? That's not what you should be doing, but, you know, I don't say anything because I just think it.
So how can we change it, Sue?
Education. We're not saying don't have a meter on the side of your house. We're not saying don't be involved in the smart grid and the structure and working with electricity and electric cars and all that kind of stuff. We're just saying don't use the wireless. The wireless is the problem. Use fiber optics. It may cause a little more to put it in. Use Ethernet. Use something that doesn't add to this electric smog that you were just talking about. I mean, it's scary because one meter talks to the next meter, talks to the next meter, talks to the next meter. It could be going off. Your meter could be going off 190,000 times in 24 hours. They're going to have them on schools. They're going to have them on buildings. There's no way to get away from the smog if they use the wireless. Now, if they use the fiber optics, they use Ethernet, there's other coaxial cable, there's other options. They don't want those options. They're not as easy for them, and they can't get the data in the same way. But there are safer ways to do this. We don't have to say, don't fix the infrastructure of the of the smart grid.
Can I interject?
Hold on, just George, you're interject at the commercial. Be right back.
Yeah. Telebroadcast.org, 800-313-9443, in exchange for Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver. Public Trade Group.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Let me see. The land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan. Or is it a state of mind?
We're back. We are talking to Susan, or Sue Storm, and she's the angel lady. At the same time, we're talking about the smart meters. And George, you're on. So are you still there, George?
Yes, I am.
And you wanted to say something on the air?
Yes, we're looking into the calibration, into the Texas calibration laws, because these meters, they're not calibrated. And they could be very easily manipulated to sort of like a... Because we had these meters in Florida, and I'll tell you one thing. Once those meters came in, my power bill jumped up three times as much. And the thing is, I always had headaches. I didn't know what it was. But, you know, the thing is, it's more like it's like you got calibration laws. Like I say, hospitals can get fined if their X-ray equipment or scales are not calibrated. What else? A radar gun that the cop uses in a breath analyzer test. They all got to be calibrated.
George, I want to ask you, how do you know if meter is calibrated or not?
They're not calibrated.
No, they're not.
How do you know?
They say so.
Well, it is actually the practice and manufacturing practice when any electronic device is built. If it requires calibration, get calibrated before it goes in the field. So in a certain period of time, it varies from equipment to equipment. So let's say if it's only calibration valid for 1 year, which is most equipment is kind of standard, not all of it. So after 1 year, and it should have an expiration date. If it's not there at all, no calibration mark, yes, I would say it's illegitimate meter. It shouldn't be installed from the beginning with.
But it's government.
If it's already expired, then they should come over and calibrate that, make sure it's functioned properly.
They don't do that.
This is a big rollout.
We're getting 57,000 meters in a year. And they're sending out notices now that you have to, in order to get to your meter, to make the change out, you may have to break down a part of your deck. You may have to get rid of your bushes. You may have to, they're sending out notices telling you what you have to do to give them access. And some people actually are going to be sitting on their deck right next to the meter. I have to shake my head and say, this is so scary.
So what are they doing? They install wireless smart meters, right?
I didn't get this question.
So what they do, they install wireless, so-called
They're wireless,
smart meters.
Yes. And
okay.
that's another really big problem, because anything wireless, I mean, you don't give your credit card out over your cell phone or... I mean, it's not a good idea. Anything that's on the internet is hackable. I mean, everything is hackable. So my thought of putting the entire country on one grid where there are terrorists and our enemies are trying to figure out how to, stop us, I mean, this is just crazy. Why would you expose yourself and put thousands of portals to get into the system?
Well, they don't care about the health.
But listen here, Sergey.
It's all about the power distribution.
Well, could I interject one more thing?
Sure.
I did talk to the meter readers. They don't like these smart meters. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it puts them out of a job.
I know.
And the thing is, in today's politics, money talks. The law don't mean nothing anymore. And the thing is, it's putting a legal notice and hopefully getting an injunction against Texas, New Mexico Power, saying you're not putting a smart meter on my house, is, I think, probably the best step I could take, but the thing is, it's more like, but using the calibration laws, because, like I say, these meters are a ripoff. And the thing is, with these rolling blackouts, they could turn off, because I could tell you, they could turn off certain houses at a time.
Mm-hmm.
With these things, I mean,
And that's their intention. If something on one part of the grid needs extra juice, they're going to pull from the other. Now, right now, that's somewhat optional. You can choose to opt in, but as time goes on, I wonder about that.
George,
yeah.
If you want to wrap it up real quick, we have other people standing in line. We always run out of time.
Like I say, look into the calibration laws. Like I say, a radar gun the police uses and a breathalyzer, they got to be calibrated. Scales have to be calibrated. X-ray equipment got to be calibrated.
George,
what makes these meters any different?
George, you've got my phone number there, right?
Yes.
Okay, call me. I really want to talk to you off air, so give me a call, okay?
All right. I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
By the way, Sue.
Yes.
You mentioned during the break that
you
were trying to fight it at the city council and they were not receptive. Are they getting money to put this in? Why are they not listening? Why are they so...
You know what? We don't know. We haven't been able to trace it.
Homeland Security.
Say it again.
So they must be getting some kind of grant or some kind of backdoor money.
They have a Department of Energy grant that's matching their funds.
From Homeland Security.
So you always have to follow the money, and that's something that all listeners need to know.
Who in the city is invested in it?
Yeah.
So, Sue, what people should
do? I can say when we went
it.
To the Chamber of Commerce to talk about it, they almost threw us out.
Yeah, look, they have a specific set thing they have to do. We have Sherry in Kansas. Are you on?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Now, I live on a rural electric, and they put meters on that are read through the hard wire.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they could do this, and it's still an analog meter. And now mine isn't on my house. It's on a pole on the other side of my driveway, which I like that too. But during the peak months here, which are July and August, they charge you more between 3 and 5. Or let's see, I think that's right, 3 and 5. So, you know, if you want to keep your rate down, you try to limit your electricity, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real possible, and you're right. They're just trying to get information. Now, somebody called into a show when Doreen Honus was on the other day, and she was talking about animal ID. And they brought up that if you, it's this thing that Aladascus found is, in the law, they consider us on the same par as animals. And so, and they allude, well, maybe that's what this animal ID is all about. They get that in. And then, you know, we're just, after all, it's already in the drug laws, we're on the same par as animals. So,
what
I just wanted...
putting chips in children? Aren't they talking about, you know, you so that if your kid gets lost or if they've, or something like that, they can... they can just, you know where they go or who they belong to. You're talking about that, too.
Now, there's a lady in Canada that has a website. It's MagdaHavis.com.
Go ahead.
And she has a lot of good stuff on her website, and part of it is from the stuff that they did back in the 60s and 70s on through, you know, that the military knows. And, you know, it's a lot of good information about this radio frequency and microwave energy.
And I know Magda Havis, and we've been working together for 10 years, so it's a great website.
Yes,
and
it is.
She really is a phenomenal person.
But that's all I had. Thanks.
Oh, well,
thank you for calling.
Sherry.
You know, we've been fighting this a long time. And that is the use of radio frequencies, Wi-Fi and other things, electronic harassment for a long time. And it's not just in the hands of government. It's in the hands of thugs, criminals, and what have you. So if it was only one dealing only with the government, it would still be a problem. But having it so that it is available for anyone to be able to hack is more offensive. Michael in New York, we see you. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, good morning. I'd just like to share, I appreciate your show very much, and thanks for taking my call. I'd like to share with you some information regarding the smart meters. Now, of course, it's a major conspiracy from the globalists that own the major corporations. For example, IBM has a lot of involvement with the smart meter activity. They design a lot of chips that then go into the manufacturing of these appliances and it's all one major conspiracy to keep us locked into a grid of tight control over everything we do and the how much energy we're allowed to utilize for our productivity. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that. And also, there's an article that I got from somebody in email back in November, early November, from the Daily Bell. And it states that California recall, beginning of the end of smart meters. So apparently in California, PG&E is starting to remove smart meters due to health effects and a lot of people becoming educated and protesting and so getting involved and therefore putting pressure on them. And apparently they're feeling the heat and already responding and starting to remove them.
And that's absolutely true. And there's 47 communities in California that have moratoriums that they can't put the smart meters on. 3 communities have criminalized putting smart meters on. A couple of states have filed lawsuits. I mean, it's those who unfortunately got them first, they're really suffering. My friends that are in California are suffering with headaches and dizziness and nausea and who knows what. So, but there is some action to push back. And thank you for mentioning all of that.
Yes, you're welcome. I no longer work for IBM, but I still have friends and contacts. So I have a current document that's just within the past year issued among the management, highlighting smart meters and smart appliances. So IBM's in the center of all that with their chip technology. So this is a major conspiracy. It's not just random utility companies trying to save some expense by having a remote reading on their meters. It's way deeper than that.
Can I have you, would you send that to me at smartmeteriq@comcast.net?
Yes, you're requesting the a copy of the IBM internal documents or this article from the Daily Bell?
How about everything?
Sure.
Anything I can use to stop this, I would love to have. Thank you.
Can I just get your email one more time, please?
Sure. smartmeteriq@comcast.net.
Okay, at comcast.net.
Right. And if you go to smartmeteriq.com, it should be on there, too.
smartmeteriq@comcast.net.
Correct.
Okay, I'll send it over to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Michael?
I dropped.
Okay. Are we still live?
Yes, Susan.
Okay, guys. You know what? What I see more and more, Sue, mm-hmm. is an over-encroachment into digitally managing our country.
Oh, absolutely.
And in order for us to be able to combat that, we all need to be educated consumers.
Well, let's talk about solutions.
That's what I was talking about, an educated consumer. If all of us are
okay.
educated on what it is, and we have the facts of what these things are, what they do, we can use the those things to back it up.
I think I got a few.
Go ahead.
I think we should check the state law, because we have 50 states, and it's probably some of them do have, some don't. I don't know that part. We should look into that and check if we have any federal law about that. Then do not install so-called smart thermostat, you know, if you have it, because you would give up your own control, because it would be hooked up to the electrical grid, so that way they can override, that the electrical company can override the settings in the thermostat. So that's, I think, the way to go.
Yeah, if you opt in at this point, they can pull when they need electricity. If you're, they can take, and you have the right equipment, because you have to have the smart equipment. But they can pull your energy. They can take, actually take your thermostat and turn it up so your air conditioning isn't on. They can turn it down, your heat down. And what the
right.
scary thing is if they're so hackable, if someone hacks in and you're on vacation, they can turn off your air or turn off your heat, depending on what time of year it is, and your pipes explode. I mean, they're just a variety of things that can happen because they're wireless and they're so easy to hack.
Right. Every month I get the electric bill. They put that little color brochure. Okay, well, I installed this. Smart thermostat. No, thank you.
But my biggest concern, more so than the hacking, more so than the security, my biggest concern for me is the radiation and the children. That is why
okay.
the angel lady is taking on the smart
now,
meter.
Let's get a little to the angel lady. Exactly that right. You're right. We need to know who our centers are and what have you. I'd like you to give Sergey a little bit of a lesson on being, as far as being the angel lady at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, what I do, is that what, as the angel lady? Okay. Well, I just have the gift of being able to hear the voice of the angels. So if people call me, With any kind of situation that they have, health, happiness, a career, whatever it is, I can give them information that they can't get anyplace else. I mean, I get a lot of calls from professionals, from people in relationships, you know, what do I do, that type of thing. My specialty, again, is moving someone from where they are now to where they want to be. So if you're in your job and you're not happy and you want to get a promotion or you want to get a raise or whatever, I help you do that. And if you have questions, you know, people have difficulty making decisions. Oh, my gosh, should I move here? Should I sell my house? Should I this? Should I that? But with the angel guidance, you can make that decision quickly. I mean, I don't tell you have to do this, but if you call me and say, these are my options, which one should I take, I can connect with the angels and help you make that decision. So it's not just that I'm a spiritual advisor. I do that too, but it's mostly I take the practical place. What will make your life better? How can your angels make you happier? And again, how can you connect with them so you know you have a support system? You're never alone. You have a support system. They're around you, and they have names, and they're beings, and connecting with them is just makes it a joyful experience. One of the things the angels tell me is life is easy. We just don't know how to live it. So I give out a whole lot of information on how do you live it and make it easy.
Okay, go ahead and think, Sergey.
So well, what lesson you were talking about?
For you, hold on. Go ahead and think, Sergey. He needs your help.
Well, I think I'm fine, Luis.
I know. We love you, but she's going to help you a little more.
Okay. All right. We can do that off air.
Oh, off air? Okay.
I think you have something else you want me to what I hear is that you're really working for strength, that the angels are telling me, you know, things are okay, but you need more power behind you. So the angels that's going to help you with that actually is Jeremiah. That's the angel of financial security, but he's also got a lot of power and strength behind him. So talk to him, ask him for help. You know, if you don't think you need him, they're going to be there anyway.
So everybody knows that the number is 800-323-1790 if you'd like a reading from Sue. And let me tell you something. A few people who I know have hooked up with her, plus a few things, and she's been dead on. And I'm not kidding. So you may not believe in the first part, but I'll tell you, you might be a believer when she gets done.
So, I have to decide. Do I give them their money back if they don't believe? No, I'm kidding. It's a try. I've been doing this for 25 years. It's really tried and true. It's as soon as you become aware of it, as soon as you welcome angels into your life, as soon as you bring that whole aspect of peace and love and the fact that you're never alone. I mean, that's amazing because people can be in a room of others and still feel like they're alone. You're never alone.
Tom,
I got a question for the angel lady.
Okay.
What do we do about all this electronic smog?
Well, you get on the radio like I'm doing, and we talk about it. I think I guess the word is inform and educate. That's what I do. I don't know how to stop it. You can't really stop it. One person can't stop it. But if enough people speak out, if we, angels are saying storm the Capitol. I don't know if that's what they want you to do, but but what I'm saying is if we make them speak to them, speak to our government, let them know, talk to our Congress. That's what I do. Talk to the legislature. Let people know that they are not hearing the full story. They're getting this. That we need the infrastructure mended, and we need to fix the infrastructure. And that's a lofty goal, and that's good. But they're not getting that the smart meter is a problem
They're not hearing that. The big companies are not, and the big utility companies are not telling our legislators the truth, so they don't know what
I can guarantee
they have to fight.
That.
Say it again.
I can guarantee that. After the years of the legislature, I know they're not telling them the truth.
They're totally uninformed on the health aspects, and they hide behind the FCC rules, FCC standards. FCC is not a health regulating agency. There's just
Some of us that believe, like the federal level, the representatives that we send there to represent us more represent the corporate interest, which in this case would be the smart cell phone industry and smart meters. So I would suggest maybe we start at more of a local level. In Missouri, we have public health departments. And I would think educating people on your website and maybe submitting audios like of this show to the public health department, because they're just average, normal people that are not on the payroll of anybody other than themselves. And they might be able to make a difference in the long run.
I think that's a great idea. I just wrote it down, and tomorrow I will start on that. I believe...
Everybody should. Everybody should.
Yeah,
contact and educate those people in your public health department.
And it's a lot of word of mouth. It's a lot of if you feel that this is a cause for you, what we did is we got in 25 days a small group of us, believe it or not, were able to get 4,209 signatures on a petition to get this on the ballot so we could vote. We want to vote. Do we want this or do we not? Give us a voice. Let us say something. So that's what we did in our community.
Very good.
I'm for it.
Also, about the choices, you know, some people want cell phones, some don't. It's all about choices. You know, they trade their health and conveniences.
It's not about whether you have a cell phone or whether you don't have a cell phone. It's about how you use it. Okay?
Regardless, it's about wired or wireless technology. So wireless is more harmful and wired is less harmful. So it's about the choices. If people have proper education, they will make the right choices.
Proper education, that's it. I mean, if you keep the cell phone away from your head, if you use the earplugs, if you turn it off when you're not using it. I mean, the problem with the meters is, one, they're mandated by a lot of the public utilities, although there's pushback on that now. But they're mandated, and you can't turn them off. It's not one of these things where you can help yourself and say, okay, well, I need my cell phone for an emergency. I need to talk on it, but I can turn it off when I want to. This is not a choice. This is the first time a Class 2B carcinogen has been mandated on the sides of our house.
Well, this is the end of the show, and this is Sue.
Yes.
Going to say bye to you. We want to have you back on another time, but... Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and get rid of those smart meters off our houses. Stop the radiation drain.
And there's a last check, the website, ependantdeal.com. They have interesting EMI protective device.
That's great.
Thank you, everybody.
Get a hold of your angel, guys. Get a hold of her and let her find it for you. We'll be here again next Sunday. Bye, Tom.
The next